Are live. Okay, welcome. Amanda, this is easily becoming my favorite. Congratulations, you have good taste. Allegra, let's go. Where are we going? Ernie, evening, y'all. You forgot your apostrophe. Terrible grammar. Savan, here we go. Fight. That was written at 5:44 a.m. my time. It's 8 p.m. now. He's been amped for this for like almost 12 hours. All right. A few little bits of housekeeping to do first. First up, sponsor, which I forgot to mention last week because I'm a moron. Beyond the Whiteboard are making transit. You can cover your ears for this one, Steve. Beyond the Whiteboard are making transitioning over from whatever platform you're currently using at the back end of your coaching. They're, as Sousa said the other week, white loving it, which I'd never heard before. So they basically take care of all the headache in the background. They're like a little Salpidine tablet. They just take care of everything for you. Migrate everyone over, all your payment methods, like billing information, all that kind of stuff. So if you go to btwb.com/all-in-one, you can find out more about their new system that they're releasing. And I have some other stuff that I want to show as well, just before we start. So we're all hidden now. Sorry, guys. But Wadapalooza kicks off, well, I go over there tomorrow. On Thursday, I'm doing a live show on the podcast stage with Team GoWad. So that's Medeiros, Jay Crouch, and Willy George. And we'll be talking about, I don't know, like stretching and stuff, I guess. And we'll be giving away a year's GoWad membership during that show. On Friday at 10 a.m., Joshua Sharma and fuck it, I'll say it. Maybe Chandler Smith at 10 a.m. on the podcast stage as well. Another GoWad membership, annual membership to be given away there. You can train with Sentinel at CrossFit Wynwood on Friday and Sunday morning at 7:15 a.m. If you scan this little barcode over here underneath the Sentinel training, you get a free trial at Sentinel training. It opens up the website for you. And they're doing an on-site workout on Saturday at 2 p.m. You can play Heat 1 all weekend. So if you scan the QR code on the right of the screen, it'll open up whatever the App Store or Google Play Store that you're doing. And you can play for big prizes. Big prizes, lots of money. Have you guys heard of Heat 1?
No.
Oh, yep. New James, yep. You'd fucking love it.
Really?
So, yeah. So it's basically like a way for you to prove that you're smarter than everybody else that follows the sport. So like when you go into the app, you can see that it gives you like whoever's competing in the male and the female, and you can do your own. Oh, fuck. I just showed everyone my top 10. Oh, well, it gives you, you can pick your top, you can pick your top 10 for the male, for the male teams, the female teams, and you can do shot caller. I'm going to show you my first one there because, I mean, who the fuck else would I pick for double or nothing for snatching? So I have Guy Marheros. I think he's going to win that. And I think Danny Spiegel is going to win it. So that you pick your male and you pick your female to win it. And you do the same on the teams. And there's heaps of prizes. Pliability are working with Heat 1. And they've done, like, Heat 1 have done an unbelievable job with the app. It's phenomenal. And he's going to be on, Shut Up and Scribble are doing live shows in Miami as well. And he's going to be on with them doing, like, you know, picking stuff like who's going to win what workout or whatever. And on the screen, on the live stream, there's going to be like little graphics coming up saying 24% of people picked Colton Mertens to win this workout or whatever is going to come up on the screen, which I think is really cool. Anything to make it more enjoyable. So if you go, you can just search Heat One app, or you can scan that QR code there on the right. And if you want to go to Sentinel, scan the QR code on the left, and you can book in on CrossFit Wynwood or the Wadapalooza something or other app. I don't know what the fuck. Can you make James the entire screen? I could. That's actually my duvet cover that I have up in my bedroom is just James. It's from one of the it's from one of the Le Boys shoots. I just have like James on the on my wife's side. So it's just her head. All right. We're gonna get going. So we have Seth from Jump Ship CrossFit and Jump Ship Training. And you're on Hawaii, just, I don't know, fucking surfing your way through coaching, I guess. And we've got Steve Fawcett, who is the something important at HWPO, head of programming. And he just found out today he's going to Wadapalooza, not to compete, like just to go and be useful and stuff. Don't get too excited. He 64 years old, still looks good to go, ready to hit the bricks. We've got James Newbury as well, banana hammock extraordinaire, budgie smuggler, as he'd say. And he is, rumors are abound, Jimothy, that you might be making a little foray back onto the competition floor this year. Is that accurate or not accurate?
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Ooh, tasty.
Mate, you've caught me bloody halfway through a workout, so yeah, it should be accurate.
So James has abandoned his season training to argue with people online, which is, I do it all the time. All right, the format, the way that it works for anybody that's new, Steve, is you got 60 seconds for each topic. There's three topics, so everybody will get a turn going first, second, and last. After the 60 seconds, there'll be a 20-second rebuttal time where you can, if you didn't get to finish your point the first time, you can finish it off, or you can mock someone else's point or whatever. Points will be distributed. I'm just going to make your name a little bit shorter there, James, actually. Do you want James or do you want Newbury? We'll go Newbury, will we?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we'll go Newbury. Points will be distributed based on warmth of your hot take, based on how passionate you are, based on the logic of what you're saying, and you know what's good, what's not good. And at the end, I forgot to do this last week because I'm a twat, but at the end there will be 30 seconds awarded to whoever the victor is to speak on whatever topic they would like to speak on. So you can just talk about how great you are, or how shit your like people that you were up against were, or whatever you want to talk about, some impassioned plea, or if there's like a charity event or something you want to talk about, you can highlight that, or one of the companies that you own, run, or whatever. And there was something else. Oh yeah, you have to come back on. Don't let that deter you though. Still try your best. So far we've got Vellner is in the semi-final, and Taylor Self is in the semi-final. So one of you three will be facing off one of those two next week, on Wednesday, I think. So Steve is currently planning, how can I bomb this so I don't have to stay up late? All right. So first up, Seth, you're going to go first on this one. And our first topic is Hyrox going to detract from CrossFit season participation levels? So with all the changes that are going on, with the changes to Masters and everything else, are we going to see a turn of the tide where people start saying, you know what, maybe the predictability of Hyrox is a little bit better for me than all this kind of in and out stuff? So you have got 60 seconds to speak on this as impassioned as you like. Off you go.
I'll say there's no chance that Hyrox puts any meaningful dent into CrossFit participation. First of all, CrossFitters are so afraid of running in general. They cry about it. They whine about it. They fucking hate running. So why would they go do an event that's all running based? And second, the best of the best that may be good at this, they're still going to want to participate in CrossFit. If you're really good, like you're a running biased person and you quit CrossFit, that's to me like somebody who gives up CrossFit to go be a weightlifter. I'm a weightlifter now because I don't want to suffer anymore. So it's the same thing. You don't want to get better at gymnastics. You don't want to get better at whatever aspect of the sport. So you just go to what you're natural at with running. But there's so few of those out there that I don't think you're going to see any issue. And not to mention, Hyrox is all year long. There's events all over the place. So you can still do your open and quarterfinals, which encapsulates, 97% or more of all the participants, and still do a Hyrox event if you want to do both.
Damn, I really didn't think you were going to make it in time there. That was impressive that you got that in. All right, Steve, you're up. You've got 60 seconds. Off you go.
Bluntly put, no, I don't think it's going to detract from the CrossFit season. I think if anything, it's going to attract people, especially if the momentum of Hyrox, like we've seen over in Europe anyway, carries on going over the next few years. I personally think it's a really good kind of base level, kind of entry level sport, if we call it a sport, for people to move from other sports, whether it be a team sport, endurance sports, something that is closer to what they're doing, and then the next step towards CrossFit, where they're going to make that step towards maybe a Hyrox. And then, you know, if event two never comes out in Hyrox and they want something more, then CrossFit is the natural next step for them to take. So I predict that we'll see more participation in CrossFit because of Hyrox, because it gives that step for people to take from going from like a team sport straight to CrossFit. Can be a little bit challenging, and that Hyrox is that middle ground.
Very good. The timing is impeccable, lads. It's a bit annoying, to be honest. I do enjoy muting people. All right, James, you're up. You've got 60 seconds. You've done a high rock, so off you go.
Yeah, look, I think back in the day, when you look at the 2010, 11, 12 CrossFit Games competition, I think it was quite biased towards Olympic weightlifting, and you saw a lot of people who would do well. Like, the biggest determining factor of doing well was like a heavy snatch. That was like the outlier. I think over the course of the years, we've transitioned from it being a strength bias sport to more of an endurance bias sport. People that are competing in the CrossFit Games over 4 days, they need to be endurance based. If they can't back it up and maintain their ability to get work done over the course of days, this is probably what I think CrossFit is trying to transition more into. Is you look at the CrossFit Games workouts now, 50% of them running workouts. I think people used to hate running. I think more people enjoy running that are inside CrossFit now. So I think what it will do is actually increase the participation in CrossFit and increase the participation in HYROX. It's probably just getting more people fit at the same time. So I don't think it'll detract. I think it'll just be a positive and a bonus. Mute me.
I was hovering. I was ready to go. All right. Rebuttal times. So this time, Seth, the clock's going to go down to 40, and then that would be your time up, all right? So you're up. You've got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Okay, I don't think HYROX is going to be a middle ground. HYROX does not exist without CrossFit. I don't care what anyone else is saying. It does not exist without CrossFit. And speaking about CrossFit Games athletes being more endurance-based, who cares? We're talking about season participation across CrossFit. That's hundreds of thousands of people, not the 60 people at the CrossFit Games.
Good stuff. Steve, right, you're up. You've got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, I think the question is it going to detract? If it's going to take people away from the CrossFit season to participation? So for me, we're talking about entering the open, right? So how, you know, I don't think HYROX is ever going to take people away, regardless of what's tested at the games. We're not losing people from the participation.
Your time is up there, buddy. Sorry to do this to you. I'm not really that sorry. I kind of enjoy doing it. It's nice to get an opportunity just to do it there. All right. James, yours is going to go down from 60 down to 40 now again. So you've got 20 seconds. Off you go.
I really think that back in the day, it used to be you do one part strength sometimes and that'll be it for the day. I think as the CrossFit Games has intensified, the programming inside majority of gyms these days is skill, Metcon, weightlifting all in one. So I think more people are getting more push towards the endurance sector rather, you know, just be...
Your time's up, yeah. Good job. you can see why I enjoy doing it. All right, you guys can chat amongst yourselves. I'm just going to divvy up some points. The reason I asked this actually is because I heard that there are some people, and I'm not saying that they're not going to enter the open because of this, but there are some people that are like, they're basically planning on training straight through the open, straight through quarterfinals, because there's a big cross, there are a big HYROX event coming up later on in the summer in their area or whatever, in their state or in their region or whatever. So that's their focus, because, and it is those masters athletes, I guess, the ones that are kind of like, oh, like if I go, I'm not even going to like the games proper, like it was last year or the year before, you know what I mean? It's like, now it's like, there's less gravitas to it for some of them, I think. No, I'm not saying it for everyone.
I think HYROX will always be just like a side gig to for a CrossFitter. If they're a CrossFitter, they're going to compete in CrossFit no matter what. But I'm tempted to go and do a HYROX event just because it seems like it'll be a pretty cool, fun, like endurance type event with some other stuff that I'm more used to, like thrown in.
You were at semifinals, and you were at semifinals as a like elite open individual, and you were at the games as a masters. Are you going to do that this year?
Am I?
Yeah.
No, I can't go to the games.
Oh, so you're saying you're going to enter a HYROX race and you're not going to go through the CrossFit season? all right. So Seth, you're on 3 points. Steve and Newbie are both on 2 points. Just have a quick little scroll here through the comments, because I'm really sorry, but I can't. This is a great comment. Seth, the next question, do you think a hero can save us? I'm not going to stand here and wait. That's great.
Wow.
That's great. That's pretty good. I'm so glad.
I assume that's respect for the flow. Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, our second question. So Steve, you're up first on this one, then it's going to be James, then it's going to be back around for Seth. So my question is this the best version of the CrossFit season? And if it's not, then what is? Steve, you got 60 seconds. Off you go.
I don't think it is the best yet. I think we're on the right path to return into the best. I think we reached a peak just going through that kind of 16, 17 to 18 season, with the 18 probably being that last kind of like where I think the season in terms of the structure, in terms of the media coverage, in terms of just how the competition format was with the regionals, I think that was our peak. And then we hit a downhill then from 2019. And as I've just been gradually trying to recover to get back to some structure, I definitely think we're on the right path now with the multiple stages. And I feel like if we keep consistent with this path, then we can hopefully bring kind of the media coverage and the general just entertainment factor back to the CrossFit Games season for what we've kind of missed in the last couple of years. So I think we're on the right path, but I don't think we're quite there.
Stuff. James, you got 60 seconds. Off you go.
Well, I want to try and disagree here, but I actually do really agree. 17, 18 were probably the peaks of the season, how I saw it being like a fantastically run year for, I guess, the athletes and spectators alike. I think the coverage back then was better. I do like the introduction of the quarterfinals. I think if you were to do a hybrid version of 16, 17, 18 with a quarterfinals aspect to it, I think you would see the best of the athletes making it through. I think you'd see the spectators enjoying all the viewing. You wouldn't have mixed emotions about getting, you know, views on this event and not that event, and then you're leaving it up to the people to try and do a broadcast that's good. I really feel like we're not there yet. I feel like if they were to reassess it and get more feedback, make a couple of small changes, I think we'd be on point. But currently, it's probably not what it could be, but I think you're right, Steve. Yeah, we're getting there slowly but surely.
All right, Seth, you're up. You've got 60 seconds. Off you go.
I do agree with what they're saying. However, some important points. I think because the Open doesn't matter anymore, the way that they're structuring that ruins the season for a lot of people. They should go back to 5 weeks of the Open, make it matter, and go straight from the Open back to regionals. I think that was the best version. Every week was so important. Fans could follow along, and then they could actually watch regionals. They knew who was going to the next step. They didn't have to pay attention to quarterfinals and online semifinals and all the online clusterfucks that happen that get people in or out and create problems and controversies and all that. And while that feeds the media, it's not good for the sport. So I like to see a more important Open, make the online qualifiers less a part of the season, go back to the old regional format. Regionals was the peak of the CrossFit Games. That was the best part of the entire season for a lot of athletes and for fans. The games itself was great, but most people are streaming that from home, and hopefully the coverage on that improves. But I like the Open to regionals and games. I think that was the best version of the season ever.
Right. Steve, you're shaking your head a lot there. So you got 20 seconds of rebuttal time. So it'll go down to 40 for you.
So I guess it's like best for who? Because best for the athletes, best for the companies involved, because best for the athletes definitely is not doing a 5 week Open, where the type of athlete that can succeed in a one workout for over 4 days, five times, is just not the same type of athlete that can succeed over six workouts in 3 days.
No, your time's up. Sorry, buddy. All right. James, you're up now. I'm sorry, but I'm actually not sorry. I really enjoyed doing it. James, you got 20 seconds rebuttal time. The clock's go down to 40. Off you go.
I fucking hate 5 weeks of the Open. It is the worst thing ever. I'm so glad that we don't have it. And I do absolutely agree. I think with Steve there, just on the point of the athlete that does well over a 5 week Open is not the athlete that does well over 3 days of competition. Highly recommend, like.
You're right. Sorry. Sorry, but not sorry. All right.
20 seconds, man. It needs to be 30 seconds at least.
No, man, you just have to speak faster. As well, does it, like, James is actually pretty good at kicking in straight away, but Steve and Seth, you like use up 3 seconds of your time by just being like, I suppose I'll start now, will I? It's like there's a big like pause, like composing yourself. Compose yourself now, not like when I click go. All right, Seth, you've got your last 20 seconds. Off you go.
I'm standing my ground. I don't think that it should be any other way. 5 weeks of the Open, the best of the best will get through no matter what. And those fringe athletes, if you're taking 50 or 60 to regionals, who cares about the bottom fringe? Those are not the ones that are getting through the games anyway. 5 weeks of the Open is perfectly fine. Get straight to the live events. That's better for the fans and the majority.
Good stuff. All right. I mean, we probably won't have to wait long. They'll probably change the season again like next year. From what it is this year.
Yep.
And then they'll change again the year after and so on and so forth. All right. Let me just change some scores. If I was giving points for use of profanity, like clusterfuck would have gotten a point. That was a great one to throw in from Seth. And then I fucking hate the 5 week open. That essentially won James that round because it was just so impassioned. And it was like, you could almost hear it in his head from when Seth started talking that he was like, oh, I fucking hate this. All right. So we have one more round. I agree with Bernie here. I love the passion, respectful, strong difference of opinions in this group. There is, yeah, there's a lot of... A lot of disagreement, but no disrespect. We could probably do a little bit. If someone wants to get pissed off, I'm here for it. all right. James, it should be points off for profanity. Bernie, you're watching the wrong fucking show, brother. All right, James, you're up first on this one. So you've got our final topic, 60 seconds. And your topic is, what do CrossFit, like the company, need to do to retain or regain the trust of affiliate owners? So this is in lieu of a job application or a job invite of applications that went up the other day. And one of the skills mentioned is some prior history working with franchise models, which, you know, is unfortunate wording considering something else happened in the last few months around this as well. Some affiliate owners are getting a bit angsty, a bit upset. Rightfully or wrongly, that's up for you to decide. What do CrossFit need to do to retain or regain the trust of affiliate owners? James, you're up. You've got 60 seconds. Off you go.
Look, after owning an affiliate myself for the better part of 11 years, I think there just needs to be some consistency. You know, every other season, we're changing what we do, we're changing what we get, we're changing this and changing that. And I think that for the most part, I feel like if there was just consistency, over the course of a few years, just trying to embed what the original aspect of owning an affiliate was, I feel like that would go a long way. And then making improvements, but not, you know, restructuring the whole aspect of, you know, what owning an affiliate is. I think back in the day when I first opened my affiliate, we didn't get a ton of support in terms of like, hey, you should probably do this or an extra course. I feel like if we were just to figure out a plan, get all the affiliates to maybe go into a voting system or somewhere, some way that they can all communicate on an even basis, and then just show consistency over the course of years. I think that's going to be the biggest key. I feel like for anything, consistency is going to be the best thing for the affiliates and getting their word out there.
All right, Seth, you're up. You've got 60 seconds. Off you go.
First of all, this question feels very much like a mama deer situation where you're prying for info from us for CrossFit HQ. So cut that shit out. Second of all, I would speak to affiliate owners here and say, stop worrying about having to trust corporate CrossFit. You have the methodology, you have the brand if you want to use it, and you have a whole bunch of insight from years of other affiliate owners. Use the resources that are out there. Stop leaning and trusting on a corporation that is going to try to make money off you. And yeah, we want to keep the brand going, but I would focus more on my own brand, my own product, my own community if I want my business to last a long time and not rely on a corporate entity that is very much in turmoil, changing, and maybe not in line with the same values that the majority of us were in when we first got our affiliate. So I would say, again, speaking to affiliate owners, don't worry about trusting CrossFit. Do what's right for you. If sticking with the brand is the right thing to do, do it. If not, pivot in another direction.
Stuff. All right, Steve, you've got 60 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, I'm going down James's line here. So I don't think they need to do anything more than just be consistent and clear with the messages that they're getting across and have CrossFit be the people that's bearing these messages, not kind of, you know, maybe it's selling a story to Morning Chalk Up or these other media outlets that are telling the stories that CrossFit need to say themselves. I think ultimately every affiliate owner affiliates to CrossFit so they can get that name next to their gym so they can show people that they do CrossFit. So CrossFit needs to take, it's a marketing thing at that point. So CrossFit need to go out and use the affiliation fees to grow the CrossFit brand, not just through CrossFit games, grow the CrossFit brand, be adverts on, you know, the NFL games and all the sports games, let people see what CrossFit is. I know I found CrossFit through an Adidas advert with Chris Spieler that was on YouTube. There needs to be more stuff like that so that people can find CrossFit and then go to the affiliate, and that's how they'll regain some trust because they're bringing people then through the doors.
So I didn't realize YouTube was around in 1983. That's cool. All right, James, you've got 20 seconds, so your clock's going to go down as far as 40. Off you go.
I think for me, I remember for a long time, most people coming through the doors because they saw the CrossFit games on ESPN, and a lot of them watched the CrossFit games or the CrossFit documentaries. I think they could be putting some of those affiliate fees back into the media team, and if they're getting members through the door from this media exposure, they're going to win the trust of CrossFit again. So I think that's what they need to start putting their focus on. Back to the media team, more exposure, more marketing.
Fuck's sake. I was like, I thought you were going to stop talking after the second sentence. He kept going. I missed a perfect opportunity to mute. All right, Seth, you've got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Bottom line is we have no control over what the new version of CrossFit is going to represent. Would I like better media? Would I like them to feed people in my doors? Of course. I'm an 8-time affiliate owner. I've been through all this. But the fact of the matter is, rely on yourself, self-reliance. If you want a business in a box, you're going to be paying for it through franchise fees. So rely on yourself.
Nah, you're gone. I knew I'd get to someone eventually. It's too long since the last time. All right, Steve, your final 20 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, I don't think we can completely rely on CrossFit, on the affiliate owner to build their own brand. You're investing into this. I know it's not a franchise, but this name with this affiliation fee, like they've got to hold their side to it as well and support these affiliates that are affiliating to them.
Good stuff. All right. I'll do up some points. You can kind of chat amongst yourselves. This is where it'd be great to have a little.
I hope they do better, but I really do. But the methodology is already there. That's all a lot of people need. I mean, the methodology is there. The brand name, they can tarnish it, but we'll still always have the methodology, which is, I think, most important.
Yeah. I think for me, it's like, I don't know, it was when all those changes, like 2019 changes came around. Nothing was ever, I know this is back to like CrossFit games, not specifically affiliates, but everything was through someone else. Like, I feel like all important information is being put through a third party for them to communicate it. Like, rarely do we feel like we get clear communication. And this is from affiliates, CrossFit games, like directly from CrossFit, clear, like ahead of time, just so that everyone can be kind of on board and knowing what's happening. I think that's the main thing that they've got to improve.
When I think about what as a corporation CrossFit can do for the individual affiliates, I don't think there's a hell of a ton of stuff that they can be like, hey, this one gym in this one area of this one part of the world, we're going to do this thing for you to help you. I think the one thing they can do that is widespread is spread the messaging of what CrossFit is. And that is not just showcasing the CrossFit games, but that's showcasing what CrossFit can do. So back in the day, we used to have a lot of footage of, you know, people walking in the door from, you know, 20 years of sedentary lifestyle and then showing the progression of what they can then achieve. I think some of that mixed in with more CrossFit games footage, mixed in with those types of things, is the widespread message of what CrossFit is that'll help the affiliates. But I also agree with you, Seth, is that the affiliate owners can't solely rely on CrossFit to be just flooding people through the door. You're going to spend some time working on your business, spend time working on yourself, upgrading the way that you operate your CrossFit box to a business. I feel like there are things that can be done on both sides that we can really focus on and do better.
But CrossFit should be basically... Oh, go ahead.
Mine isn't going to be any way important than yours. CrossFit is one company, so I think does is correct. I mean, if you're coming here for grammar, fucking hell, like there's better places you can go for that kind of shit.
The podcast calling someone's grammar.
And then we've got like our own little point system going. So Juan's always said plus 10 points to James for being so handsome. I'm just doing that one internally in my head. I'm not actually putting it on the leaderboard. And then unfortunately, minus 10 points to Steve for only having half of a first name. That's actually my choice. He logged himself in as Steven and I changed it because it's just that's what I call him. All right. No, it's major there to go on. So I'll show your points at the end. So in that round, Steve clawed himself back up. I thought you had kind of the best outlook there. You like landed on the media fairly quickly and, you know, pushed in. Oh, I'm sorry. She was answering somebody else. Good. You're not coming here for grammar. That's great. I thought Steve did well on that last round. Although I was very impressed that Seth has owned 8 affiliates. Although 7 of them could have failed, I guess. So I don't know. Maybe it's not as impressive. I thought you guys were really good. So Seth, congratulations. You win. I feel someone commented there for what I'm trying to see where it was about James. And they said, I'll never find it. They're like, Newbury has never looked this serious. There was a point about halfway through the first answer where, so James was in the middle of a CrossFit class before he started this, came out to his car. And I feel like about halfway through, you got that, you know, that delayed set in of like, uh-oh. Because your face just kind of changed halfway through and you haven't been the same since that moment.
I know what you mean. Yes, that is me right now.
Yeah. All right. So Seth, you now get 30 seconds for yourself. You can talk on any topic that you'd like to talk. You can just sing a Nickelback song if you want. You got 30 seconds to talk about whatever you want. Off you go.
I didn't have anything prepared for this. I'm happy to be here. Great game, guys. I just want to say I think things are mostly positive as much as I ragged on shit during my points today for CrossFit. I think things are mostly positive. I do think we can trend the right direction. I hope they listen to groups like us and take our feedback seriously and not just worry about the bottom dollar. If they do that, CrossFit will prosper a long time because we are CrossFit and we're sticking around. So that's all. That's all I care about.
And Corey says, one more. Seth looks like he's tired of standing in line. Clubs he'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and he's never getting in. another Nickelback reference.
He's got them all. He's got them all. Yeah. So there's a member at one of my gyms that calls me Chad Kroger, by the way, every time they see me.
Wow.
So it's part of me now.
Yeah. All right, Steve, thanks very much. See you in a couple of days, probably. James, I love you, man. You're a really cool fucker. Seth, congrats. You're back on here next Wednesday. Commiserations on that. I'll be in touch. So it's going to be next Wednesday. Who is it? Valner, Taylor Self, and Seth Page taking on 3 topics. And a quick reminder, if you're in Miami on Thursday, come to the podcast HC GoWad. If you're there on Friday, come see Joshua Shama and maybe Chandler Smith if I get lucky. You can train with Sentinel at Wynwood on Friday morning and Sunday morning, 7:15 a.m. and on site at 2 p.m. You have to register for all those. I think Friday might be sold out, but Sunday still has some space. You can play Heat 1 all weekend if you scan the QR code on the right, or if you go to Heat 1 app in your App Store or your Play Store. Gents, thanks very much. People in the comments, thanks very much. Thanks for watching. All the best. Adios. Goodbye.